Welcome to the Orange Socks Podcast, where we are inspiring life despite a diagnosis. I'm your host, Dr. Gerald Nebaker. In this episode, I speak with Corinne about her younger sister, Vanessa, who has Down syndrome. I know you're going to enjoy hearing her story. So, Corinne, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me about your sister, Vanessa. How much younger is Vanessa than you?
3 years.
3 years. Do you remember when she was born?
No, okay. I don't.
When did you first realize that Vanessa had Down syndrome?
Growing up, I was always just told that she had Down syndrome, but she was always just my sister, so it never really made a difference, I guess.
Okay. So you had friends over, and what did your friends think of your sister, Vanessa?
They also kind of grew up with her, so a lot of them were aware. But the ones who weren't aware would sometimes ask. I'd get a lot of, what's wrong with your little sister? And it was always coming from a good place. It was never meant to be hurtful or anything.
So nobody ever teased you about having a... Okay, that's great. Some siblings experience what's called the glass child syndrome, which means that the needs of the sibling with the disabilities are so great that the parents actually look through the other children and care for that person with the disability. Did you ever feel like that happened to you, that some of your needs were not met because your parents were having to work with your sibling with a disability?
Occasionally.
So what was that like? Do you want to describe that?
It was just normal. I felt like that was kind of my role as her older sister, was to just let myself be ignored a little bit, and I felt bad wanting that attention almost, like she needed it more.
And you two, you were telling me earlier that you two used to fight a lot.
Yes, moving away was the best thing I've ever done for our relationship anyway.
So moving away helped your relationship with your sister because you just fought like sisters.
Yeah, she's just a sister.
So if you were to give advice to someone in your position that just found out that they had a sister or a brother with a disability, I guess talking sibling to sibling, what advice would you give another sibling of somebody with a disability?
Don't take it personally.
Do you want to explain that a little bit?
When it's the 80th time wearing the skirt that you've told her not to wear because she stretches it out because she's bigger than you are, just don't take it personally.
I mean your skirt that she's
yes.
wore.
There's been lots of different things. Also, this one's a little bit harder, but try not to take it personally when your parents do ignore you a little bit because you have a sibling with more needs than you. And that's what it is. I think it really is that she does have a few more needs than I do, and that's fine.
Okay, very good. What are some of the challenges that you've experienced in having a sibling with disabilities?
I think the hardest one is feeling like I need to protect her from a world where everyone is so harsh and so rude to each other, and knowing that there's not really that much I can do to protect her. I think that's the hardest thing about being her older sister.
How about the joys?
The joys? Oh, there's so many. When I call her and I haven't talked to her for a few days, it's like I'm the most important thing in the entire world to her. She gives you 100% of her attention whenever you haven't seen her for a while.
That's great.
It's really nice. Even growing up, I loved walking around and people would look at us and I would just beam with pride because I loved having a little sister with Down syndrome.
After the interview, as I chatted with her, Corinne mentioned how having a sister with Down syndrome helped her be a kinder, more accepting person, and how that impact was also reflected in Corinne's other siblings. Thanks for listening to this episode. Orange Socks is an initiative of RISE Incorporated, a nonprofit organization dedicated to supporting and advocating for people with disabilities. Follow Orange Socks on Facebook and Instagram, and visit our website, orangesocks.org, for more stories and to find national and local resources to help parents of children with disabilities.